Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I'm Nikhil Agarwal, and here are the top headlines at this hour. Karnataka government announces 14-day COVID curfew. RBI caps bank CEO tenure at 15 years. Blackstone commits $2.8 billion to acquire majority stake in Mphasis. Power Grid InvIT IPO set to hit the market on Thursday. Tech Mahindra quarter 4 profit falls 17.4% quarter on quarter. Now let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Dalal Street today. Strong quarterly numbers by ICICI Bank sent banking stocks soaring on Monday, helping the two key indices clock 1% gain each. Investor sentiment was further boosted by measures taken by the government to meet oxygen supplies. The US assurance on sending raw materials required for making COVID vaccines also soothed investors' nerves. Sensex soared 508 points to close near 43,400 level. Nifty advanced 1% to end at 14,485. Axis Bank climbed 4%, ICICI Bank, UltraTech Cement, SBI and HUL rose 3% each. Power Grid, Tech Mahindra and Bajaj Auto added 2% each. On the flip side, HCL Tech tanked 3% on disappointing Q4 results. Sun Pharma, HDFC and Maruti Suzuki fell up to 1%. We have with us Narendra Solanki of Anand Rathi Financial Services to share his views on the market. Welcome to the show, Mr. Solanki. Banking stocks largely led Monday's rally. Would you be a buyer of bank stocks at prevailing valuations?
We think banks and financials are more of a top-down or sectoral call primarily, as macro still seems somewhat uncertain due to a lot of volatility in economic data and current ongoing second wave. In terms of valuations, the current muted sentiments are reflected in valuations. However, any early improvement in demand and credit growth should be positive for the sector. As far as fresh buying is concerned, I think we should have a wait and watch approach right now.
Despite the 3 lakh plus daily COVID cases, the market is not panicking. Why is it?
There are a few factors why markets are not in panic. Firstly, the lockdown is local or state-wise and not a national lockdown. Hence, most of critical and medium-large industries are operating with certain movement restrictions. Secondly, market seems to be anticipating this second wave to peak after 2 to 3 weeks cycle of lockdown, which is going to complete by first week of May. So any worry in this aspect could come in first week of May if we don't see any peak or stagnation in new case numbers.
We also caught up with Mr. Nilesh Chedda of Nirmal Bang Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty on Monday saw a strong comeback, but the index failed to close above 14,500 level. What are the charts suggesting?
See, At this point of time, we are trading in a range of about 15,000 and 14,200 odd. And at this point, we've seen 14,200 being taken or retested in the last week. So definitely now Nifty is moving up towards its higher band, which is around the 15,000 levels. I believe in this week we are likely to move up towards the 14,800, 14,950 odd levels. So at this time, the only advice that I give is for the traders is to buy Nifty at current levels, and also on dips. We are headed upwards and we might retest the 15,000 levels very soon.
Nifty Bank performed quite well. Do you think a near-term bottom has been made on the index?
I believe that has been in place from the last week onwards. 30,500 was retested and it has come up above the same. I believe Bank Nifty is also headed upwards towards the 33,000-34,000 odd level. So at this point of time, even Bank Nifty and most of the bank stocks are in good short covering. I believe Bank Nifty will be performing pretty well. And because of Bank Nifty, you will see Nifty also moving upwards.
Asian markets ended mostly mixed for the day. European markets were trading flat in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were also hinting at a flat start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.